This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
My guests, of course, have decided to come in. And always appreciative of guests in studio and what we're going to be talking about. Remember, the studio line is active now. You can call it 0861-987-000, the WhatsApp number 0833-037-093, and that's where you leave your voice notes, of course, and on Twitter at PowerFM987. Our show hashtag is Power Perspective. On Facebook, we are Power FM. My guest in studio, and we're going to be talking to Zakhela Mabena, musical director, and I'm going to tell you who exactly musical directing he's been doing and where he's been busy with. He's sitting in front of me. And you know what? He's brought somebody in also who is, of course, also an artist, and Bongani Khoza. So, Zakhela, welcome to Power 98.7. Thank you for engaging us here and coming in.
Thank you, Denzel. It's always a pleasure to be in this platform. Mm. Yes.
And Bongani, welcome. Welcome to Power 98.7, Bongani.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm so grateful to be here. And I hope the listeners, listeners are happy to listen to this type of show. Yeah. I guess listeners now become blind because this is not television. It's radio.
It's how it works. And Bongani, let me stay with you for a second. And the significance about what you're saying is, of course, you're an artist, but you're a blind artist.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's say a visually impaired.
Visually impaired, yeah.
Yes.
And that's the language that people engage with. Some people will go with blind. Some people will go with visually impaired. Some people will go with disabled and engage it differently. What's the kind of language you would go? Visually impaired?
I would definitely go with visually impaired or a person with different abilities.
Person with different abilities.
Yep.
Sure. Well, welcome to Power 98.7. Zakhela, let's start with you. And I'm not even going to start with Lifted, Let the Blind Sing. Won an award for Best Musical Director in Shaka Zulu.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so you can park it with yes, because I'm going to carry on. Just say yes, yes. Best Scoring and Arranging for Marikana the Musical.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Isambulo. And Mary, is it Mary Ring? The Salon.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been busy.
Yes.
And you've been winning awards.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a great feeling to be awarded or to be recognized for your work. At times when you working, you're not even thinking of competing with so and so. You are just having this idea that you want to bring to life, you know. And when you get accolades or appreciated for that, you know, it's just an overwhelming feeling. Mm. Yes.
So I mean, it's not that you're getting accolades for, you know, just some productions on stage. These are some significant, you know, works that have been on theater and been on platforms. I mean, Marikana the Musical. I mean, that was big in itself. Yes. Shaka Zulu. I mean, yeah,
yes.
So in essence, you know, you've been busy with some really, really, really influential work, actually.
Yes, actually, my first entry into a theater space was Marikana the Musical, you know, when Mr. Aubrey Sikabi invited me in to help in scoring and directing music. You know, I never even thought that this would go this far myself. Mm. Especially that I was new in a theater space, you know, then it got about 13 nominations,
yeah, yeah,
you know, and won 6 awards. Mm. So it was just a great experience for me, mm, you know. And I actually felt that maybe this is the direction that I should take, because it was more productive for me. And the experience itself, you know, it was too good.
Mm-hmm. Apart from the awards that it was winning, it was a significant piece of work,
yes,
as well. I mean,
it
wasn't as though it was something that was just generated on paper.
Yes, true, because we are telling real life events, mm-hmm, you know, and it's unlike telling a story of people that have been, you know,
mm,
but you're telling a stories of somebody's father, somebody's son, you know, and their families are still alive, you know,
mm, mm,
and you're not even sure that you're doing justice to this historical piece,
mm,
you know,
mm,
and it's never, hence I say it's overwhelming, because you don't know, even if you're getting awarded or you are appreciated for that,
mm,
you don't even feel that,
mm,
is this the right thing to do? Should I get merits for,
yeah,
you know, such a tragedy,
mm,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's also a good feeling that I'm part of the documentation,
yeah,
of this history, mm, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the fact that you know what, you could tell that story, and that story was appreciated, and that's why the awards in essence then.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Precisely.
I wanted to establish the conversation with you in that context, so people also have an understanding of the kind of work and where you've been also. Where does Mr. Pro come from? Yeah. So in essence, when you're a pro at something, they call you Mr. Pro. Is that it?
Yes. When we were, I started as a producer. I went to school and studied sound engineering,
yeah,
Central Jordan Spear College. And when I came back, I wanted to be a producer. Then we started a record label, Open Mic Production.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So we started together with Mulao Ramala, and the first artist we produced, it was Matapelo.
Yeah.
So everybody used to call me Mr. Pro, because I was the
guy on the buttons.
Yeah. Yes, I was the guy on the buttons.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's where Mr. Pro comes from, you know.
Just I missed that aspect of your life. The fact that there were artists and there was music production and going on. Why would you or are you still engaged in a particular space, or have you left it for the more artistry and theater and production kind of thing?
Yes, I think when I got introduced to theater, you know,
mm,
I saw it important for me to do productions and music that is storytelling, mm, you know, and that will change the lives of people, how we think, how we view things, mm, you know, not only entertaining, but, you know, carrying the message, mm, across.
Sure.
Know, yes.
Bongani, let me bring you into the conversation.
All right.
Sure. And I've got an understanding of location for you, Zakhele. Is it Soshanguve?
Yes.
Bongani, where's the location for you? Soshanguve also? Or?
Yeah, it's also Soshanguve, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know that Soshanguve, when I open the lines here, Soshanguve, Soshanguve, Soshanguve is They love Power 98.7.
Yeah. We are always on Power.
We are always on Power.
Definitely.
Bongani, so I'm going to ask a few questions also, but let me start with how you would have got in to the artistry aspect. So one is visually impaired. How does one get into being an artist and on stage and in theater ultimately? How does that happen?
Well, to be honest, it is never an easy thing. Mm. But it's all about finding people who are capable of noticing the talent, especially the talent which has been overlooked by people we refer to as professional people, or even by people we refer to as our role models.
Yeah.
So you got to have that skill to be able to, you know, detect or discover such a talent.
Mm.
That's how for me it worked out when I came across people such as the artist Mr. Pro was talking about, Matabelo Masilela, and also her helping me to meet Mr. Pro. Mm. Yes.
Had you been doing, you know, any work before then? Had you been engaged in theater and or any sort of industry aspect before the introductions to, you know, to Mr. Pro here and this particular play called Let the Blind Sing?
Not much. It was just a boring space, a lonely space where somebody has a passion and unable to access opportunity due to some barriers of not being in the right place, or maybe it could even be barriers of not having come across the right people yet. Mm. Yes.
Sure. So what were you doing before? Well, you know, before you got onto stage and before there was a microphone and before, you know, all of it happened, what were you doing before?
Well, it's like I've said, it has been a space of emptiness.
Yeah.
And absolute nothingness, you know. When Matabelo found me, she was a music director at the Sekhukhune Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
That's where I was participating while at Limpopo. So we began to communicate because she had discovered something in me, and that's how then she decided to connect me to Mr. Pro here.
Sure. And then I have to ask, Zakhele, you know, lots of people will deal with the easy aspects of theater and drama and production. And I'm always reminded when I say that of our own chairman here at Power 98.7, Kevin Mkhari, who when I was listening to him or asking him various questions as to, you know, why Power 98.7, and he said, you know, I could have just gone for a music channel, and it could have been easy. Yes. We could have just been playing music, and, you know, and my life would have been easy. But I chose talk radio, and that's the hard one. You know, that's the one that, you know, doesn't exist, and you've got to put in the effort, and you've got to make it work. So you went and you did a production with visually impaired. You chose the hard route.
Yes.
You chose to produce something on stage in theater the hard way, whereas you had the option.
You know, how it started is that there's this group of men that are visually impaired. They are always busking just next to the state theater. Then.
Mm.
And because my studio is situated at the state theater, you know, we would pass them every day, you know. Mm. We appreciate these beautiful harmonies.
Was it a general thing that you'd always see them there and they were always there?
Yes, they are always there.
Right.
You know? And I think maybe being an artist, it resonates with me, you know.
Mm.
Even when you walk across the other street, you find Prawili busking with his guitar all over the city. You know, we come across these guys, you know. Then it used to bug me that so much talent, you know, we're just giving it our 5 rand coins and, you know, but this talent deserves to be on a platform, you know, and it should compete fairly with other people, you know, and it should be rewarded fairly like I would want to be rewarded.
In the professional space.
In a professional space.
Yeah, not you know, on the street not and on the or street. Just acknowledged in that particular way.
Yes, you know. But now I felt like, oh, now if I start this thing, where would I even get the money to, to pay these people?
So it was the idea first. Yes. You saw them, the idea.
Yes. Yeah. You know, then I remember, because it used to bug me, I remember I went to visit them and asked them, I guys, if I want to book you for something, you know, how do I get hold of you? They gave me their numbers, you know. I kept their numbers. Then I happened to apply without even telling them, you know, I applied for the funding from the National Arts Council.
Yeah.
That this is the kind of show that I want to do. You know, a production of artists that are visually impaired, the ones that we find busking on the streets.
Yeah. Park it there. Yes. Park it there. There's music that they are producing on the street and busking.
Yes.
And then there's a concept that you have of theater. Is it at that particular point in your head relatable to what they are doing on the street? Or did you see an opportunity to do something else? Or was it to enhance what they were already doing on the street?
Yes. Not even that there was an idea.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt like these people need to be on a professional platform.
Got you.
Yes.
Okay, then I have a different question.
Yes.
Enlighten us. What was the busking? I saw that in New York. You go onto the trains, you at the train stations, you're in London, you in the streets.
Yes.
Not visually impaired, but busking is an international thing.
Yes.
And that's how some of the greatest artists have been found, in essence, busking.
Yes,
so,
yes.
In essence, what music were they producing that got your attention in the first place? I'm just interested in the harmony and the kind of music that was being produced by the visually impaired, you know?
You know,
was it Michael Jackson? Was it, you know, a bit of Jim Reeves? Was it, you know, was it Kwaito? You know, what was going on, you know?
You know, they were singing our African hymns.
Okay.
You know, and in a special way, you know, when you've heard, you know, the goosebumps that you get when you're listening to Ladysmith Black Mambas.
Yeah.
You know, it's that feeling that you get when you're listening to these guys, you know. So then I felt that, no, this...
I got to do something. So you get the money. Okay, so you get the money, right?
Yes,
and then?
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Then I went back to them.
Yeah.
I went back to them and said, I want to do this show with you guys, you know. And I had to come open with them that it's not from my pocket.
Yeah.
You know. So it's a funding, and I hope this funding takes us to a certain level where this can be recognized, you know. It wasn't enough to put the project, you know, to be what I expected it to become.
Yeah.
But it was just enough to put it together and package it and stage it in a professional way and in a respectable way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you get to Lifted, Let the Blind Sing.
Yes.
The name, how do you get that? Or was it just, you know what, you looked at what was going on and that was it, you know?
I thought this is an opportunity to uplift someone,
yeah,
you know, and as well as to be uplifted as well, because when you're listening to their stories, you know, their challenges from day to day, you know, you get uplifted as well, you know, you become grateful of life, you know, you appreciate even the smallest thing, you know, that you are sitting with your two hands able, you are able to hold a pen, you know, there's somebody who doesn't have that privilege.
Yeah.
You know, we are sitting here, we are communicating, we are looking at each other in the eyes, you know.
Right.
It's a privilege that on its own, you know. And we focus on more practical things, you know, maybe fortunes, but there's just a lot that we should be grateful, you know. So when you're listening to the show, you come out there uplifted, you know. So from... Because when we first applied, I called it Let the Blind Sing because I met the blind people singing, you know. Yeah. But when we started sitting and having workshops and discussing and sharing, you know, you get uplifted from the conversations that we have. Hence, we decided to call it Lifted, Let the Blind Sing.
Let me ask you, your journey then with Bongani Khoza. On your right there.
Yes.
Before I bring Bongani back in, is Bongani, from how he then is introduced into the space, is he one of those busking on the streets, or he is introduced differently to you?
He was introduced by a friend, Matapelo.
Yeah.
You know, because when Matapelo saw that I was doing this project, She then said to me, you know, I have a friend from Limpopo. I think you should listen to him. I think he deserves the opportunity, you know. And by that time, I didn't even have... you know. But I said, bring him along. Then he came to audition at my house, you know. And I really fell in love with his voice and his humility. And I said, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, you know, even if we don't have enough provision.
Let's
you know,
do this.
Yes, let's do this, you know. Mm. And we also tagged along other artists with different abilities, you know. We're not only focusing on the visual impaired only, you know. And we said, along the way, God will just provide something for this thing to be on a world stage, because it is definitely a world product, a world-class production.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bongani, the role you play, just introduce us to the role that you ultimately play, the role that is given to you and the one that you then engage on stage. What particular role did you have to play?
Okay, I play as the main character.
All the way from Limpopo.
All the way from
audition Limpopo. At the house.
Yes, of course.
You got this back door entry, now you drop it here, the main character.
Well, here I am.
Yeah,
here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right here talking to you.
I can hear nepotism running right here. I got a phone call from somebody who said, I know a friend who said, others were like waiting in a line to you know, let their work be heard. You were just like, no, come to the house, sit on the couch.
For real.
Have some coffee.
Yes.
So please, Bongani. So, yeah, tell us.
Yeah. The reason for me to play as the main character, it was due to my life story.
Yeah.
Because when you become part of Lifted, Let the Blind Sing, it's about telling a story about your day-to-day challenges.
Yeah.
in order to uplift others. It's about answering most of the questions people might have about how you navigate the world, how you do this and that, you know. So that's exactly what it's about.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, and if you're saying that, you know, it's about one's life story, just give me an indication of what that story is, the one that you depict. What is the story that you play out?
Okay. The story that I play out, it's just about my life from the beginning.
Yeah.
And my challenges on how I grew up as a person who was born blind, and some of the challenges I had gone through, you know, because it is a different path or a different route between the sighted community and the blind community, especially those who were born blind.
Sure. So if I'm sitting in one of those seats in the front row there, Bongani,
yes,
and you're on stage,
yes.
What am I seeing when you are portraying your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand, you know, a life journey of one who is, you know, visually impaired. I can understand it, and I can see all the difficulties.
Yes.
But what am I seeing on stage? What are you reflecting to me of that life on stage?
The reflection. Okay. First of all, in as much as you know, in order for someone to be able to reflect the bright star that is within them, they have to be able to start by reflecting the struggles.
Okay.
So that's where it begins. You cannot be able to reflect the shining star that is within you if you are unable to reflect the struggles, you know.
Mm.
So it's about reflecting both, you know.
Mm. Yes. Okay, let me ask it differently.
All right.
How difficult then is it to take on stage as a visually impaired individual and work with theater and work with music and work with other people, you know, as you engage on a stage? How easy or how difficult is it to engage? I can see somebody else walk on stage and do it, and, you know, and walk around a chair and there's the microphone or whatever it is.
Yes.
How difficult was it to understand the storyline, your storyline, and then also navigating a space on stage that has an understanding that you're visually impaired? How difficult was it for you to get over that? To get to understand that this is the role I'm playing whilst I am visually impaired?
I think it was not really that difficult. The reason it's because I consider myself to be a book, you know. So by participating in such a beautiful musical, I am opening up myself for one to read me.
Mm.
Meaning I'm this type of person who's always ready to raise awareness, since the story itself is about raising awareness about people with different abilities.
Sure.
So it is my desire to ensure that people do understand what we're going through, and they do understand that regardless of what we go through, we are strong, we are powerful, and we are lifted.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
You hadn't done any of this before, right?
Not at all.
So the experience of suddenly engaging this, you know, what does that feel like?
It was quite challenging at the first time.
Yeah.
If you haven't started something and it becomes too difficult to the point where you feel like, I think I should just give up. Then you have not done anything yet.
Yeah.
But the moment you feel that you gotta give up, and there is somebody to push you and to tell you that you can do it, you know, that's what makes the best versions of ourselves.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Let's listen to some of the voice notes, and I'm going to ask that you put on the headphones. Have we got headphones there for Bongani as well that he can hear? Or so we'll just listen to some of the voice notes then. Let's play those voice notes.
Arnold here in Mabopane. Mr. D once had an actress there. I think it was Momo Motsuenyane. You know, she promised to come back to me, contact me for auditions. And she never did that. But this time around, Mr. D, I'm not going to miss this one. I'll request the guys to, you know, I just want to audition because I can sing as well. Yeah. I'm glad that you had even Bongani there. It proves that disability is not an inability. So, yeah, Mr. D, connect me there. Connect me. Let them call me for auditions. I'm just next door to them. I'm in Mabopane there in Soshanguve. Thank you so much.
Greetings, Power FM. Mr. Zakele Mbutu Mamapena, Mr. Koza, Mr. Aldrin, greetings, all of you. Zakele, just wanted to convey words of gratitude to leadership. I for being blessed to an extent that one of my project was produced by you, Life Surrendered, which did very well and got me an award at Mpumalanga Gospel Music Awards, and also nominated for the best album of the year. So much appreciation. It's a lot that I can say. The input, you know, the role that you have played in my life as an artist, and may you continue to grow strong, and may you continue to do wonders as you multiply in us. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's start with Arnold Zakele. Arnold has been somebody who, of course, has been a friend of Power 98.7, Power Perspective.
Yes.
And I've driven to his house and introduced myself. And we've had a long chat also, me and him, you know. And we did a documentary on Arnold. And when Arnold says, I don't want to miss this one. You know, I just live here in Mabopane and there in Soshanguve. We're going to leave you his number.
Please do.
He's also visually impaired.
I promise to contact him.
Yeah. Yes. So, Arnold, there you go, Brur. We'll be seeing you on stage soon. And then I want to ask you, Zakele, from what I was trying to get from Bongani, how difficult is it to do this, you know, with visually impaired people? 12 artists ultimately on stage, a lot of them visually impaired. You've got to hold them by the hand. You've got to indicate, as we would have walked Bongani into the studio, you know, it was new for him to find his way in here. I would have an understanding that there was a lot of patience in getting people who might not have been in theatre before, understanding what art and drama is, getting the music into play, and then having understanding also that it's a professional place, it's a professional stage, different from something maybe that, you know, they were engaging on the street, because now they were paid audiences and all of that.
Yes.
And paid audiences, whether you are visually impaired or not, want to see art, want to come and engage, so how difficult was it for you to get from point zero, where you just saw the artists, appreciated their music, to actually, you know, a production on stage?
It was quite an interesting journey. It was quite challenging, you know, to be honest, because at first, I didn't even know what story do I want to tell, you know, and how to tell it, you know. and you are working with people that have not been to theater, or even literally they've never seen a theater production, you know.
So even those busking outside,
even those,
were outside, had never been inside.
Yes,
Even you know, though close proximity, they had never been inside.
You know, I was actually touched by Brad Victor when we walked into the building, you know. And he, when he was trying to explain what he thinks the theater is, you know, the only thing he could describe it, he said, it feels like I'm in a cruise ship, you know, where there are different compartments, you know, there's a club that side, you know, it's just how he was envisioning the space, you know. So you really don't know where you want to take this production, you know, and it's even challenging to say I directed this piece because I don't even know how to direct it and which direction am I taking this to, you know. But I knew that we wanted to tell a story that is uplifting. We wanted to tell the story that is giving hope, and we wanted to change the whole perspective about people with special needs, you know, that they can stage professional shows, you know.
There's two things I take away from that.
Yeah.
There's two things and lessons maybe I take away from that. There's the lesson for the visually impaired,
yes,
and getting them on stage on a professional platform to engage theater.
Yeah.
There's that one.
Yes.
But the second one, I think the important one that you've just pointed out to us, is to get the audience to appreciate that, and to appreciate that what the artistry is that it's coming through visually impaired or disabled, and that there has to be an appreciation for that also, even more so.
Yes, we said we don't want to do a show that will touch people out of sympathy.
Yeah, true.
You know,
yeah.
We want, they are on that stage because they deserve to be there. They are just as good, you know. And we want to encourage others who think that they don't have space there, that no, we can create such productions, you know, and they can be just as good to stand, to be nominated for the Naledis, even to go further as winning and stage on mainstream platforms like your Broadway, you know, and West End. That's what we want to do.
And
that's where we want to reach.
And you your know? Job is done. Your job is done when your audience leaves and they don't just appreciate the music and the art, but they also walk away having defied the narrative that disabled or visually impaired have to be parked or put in a corner or just can't do.
Yes.
When they walk away and you've achieved a narrative that says everybody is capable of doing everything given the time and the experience, then you've won.
You know, that the nomination of the production, it was a win for me.
Yeah.
Whether we win or we don't, but to be listed to on top five productions in the country, you know, for first time talent in theater,
wow,
you know, that completes, you know, the purpose.
Bongani?
Yes, sir.
Has that New York, you know, person who looks for artists phoned you already?
Not yet.
You know what? That scout. You know, who sees artists and talent and whatever. So let's just get to have an understanding. It was on stage and then completed a run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And How long did it run for?
For 4 weeks.
For 4 weeks. And my, when you walked in, just off air, I was asking, when and how do you bring it back? And are you in the process of bringing Lifted, Let the Blind Sing back onto a stage?
Yes, we are planning on bringing it back. We were fortunate also to be funded by Mzansi Golden Economy to bring the show back sometime in July. Mm. We're just waiting to confirm the dates with the South African State Theatre.
Yeah.
You know, but this is a production that needs really to tour the country, you know.
But not just tour the country.
Even the world.
Yes. I mean, not in essence that I want to say it's unique because it has visually impaired, you know, or it's got disabled. That's not the uniqueness of it. I think the uniqueness of it is much broader than that. And the messaging that you want to get maybe, you know, is so much more universal.
It's true, yes. This is truly a universal story, you know. And what's different with other productions is that we are telling real life stories. Mm. That's what makes one come out there lifted, you know. And yes, I think with more partnerships and sponsors, you know, or funding, we can make productions that will really change not only the lives of the people of the community with special needs, you know, but even change our perspectives, you know.
I got you. Arnold, Arnold will give a shout and we'll share, and I'm just looking at the confirmation that we will, and we've got Arnold's number and we'll share that.
Yes.
But then Bongani, what is the play, what is the theater, what is the artistry, what is all of it done for you as an individual? You know, I was taken aback, or not taken aback, I was somebody who listened to when you said before that there was nothingness. And I sat back a little bit and I listened to that comment a little bit, and as you continued, I stayed there. You know, I was still there, you know, in the space of, you know, when before this there was nothingness.
Yes.
How now do you feel, having done what you've done, having achieved what you've achieved, the recognition that's there, and the fact that, you know, there's the opportunity for more and bigger and better, and to bring it back? And so, you know, we're talking about touring the country with it and getting maybe, you know, an international space. That's also, how has it made you personally feel in the space of the statement that you said of there having been nothingness, to where you were given an opportunity and, you know, look at that opportunity now?
Well, personally, I would say I'm happy. I'm satisfied to see myself and other people who are visually impaired getting recognized. Mm. And also, I'm just feeling grateful for the platform. Mm. I'm just also feeling grateful for those who give us such a beautiful platform.
Mm.
Indeed, we deserve it. I deserve it. And yeah, most importantly, I'm ready for more.
Has it done anything to your personal character, you know, in any way? I mean, your character is always there, but sometimes it's inhibited because you're not being exposed to anything. Has it done anything to your character, in essence?
It has opened up a world of possibilities, and it has also helped me to change the perception I had towards myself.
Mm.
Because when you are only surrounded by nothingness, there is nothing positive about your own self that comes within your mind.
Mm.
Now, when you begin to participate in powerful productions such as this, then you showcase what you got. And people welcome the message that you deliver, then yeah, that makes you feel like, wow, I'm good, and I'm capable of doing more than what I did.
Yeah, have people, Bongani, have people perceived you differently? Do people look at you differently? Do people talk to you differently? You know, do people now know your name and recognize and there's that particular, you know, recognition of what you've done? But I think the question is that I'm asking is family and friends and community and those that would have known you before and now have an understanding of what you've done, do they engage differently with you, you know?
They engage differently with me. I'm so happy because they're now engaging me with me from a perspective of someone who's abled,
yeah,
rather than engaging with me as a person who is disabled. Because it is the nothingness that can make people to see you as a disabled person. But if there is more to do, if there is more capability, and if there is more to showcase, then that eventually change people's perspective about you. Yes.
So you've been on stage. You've been in the theater, and you've taken a part of your life or all of your life, and you've portrayed that and you've projected that. Is there a part of your life that you would not want to project? Would not want to, you know, to put on a stage? Is there a private part of your life that you'd rather keep, you know, between yourself and, you know, your personal space than to put it on stage? Is there something that you would hold back on and say, you know, this is my journey, this is my life, but, you know, there are some things that are just personal and private and I wouldn't want to do that. Or have you just got to a point where, you know, I've been in this hole, I've been in this darkness, I've been in this corner for too long. Let me just burst out and show people my entire life.
It's about bursting out. It's about showing people that you've been thirsty for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And that you've been hungry and craving for such a beautiful platform. And now that you got it, you make sure you want to get use of it. And you want to make sure that whatever impact you make, it's felt.
And you know, just to add on that, you know, Bongani is a hard worker, you know. And I remember when we have the script, you know, with theater, there's a script. Now with visual impaired people, now you can't give them the script to go read at home and come, you know. You know, so we will take the script and record the audio of the entire script.
Right.
And the next day when he comes, he has memorized the entire script, you know.
Wow.
You know, that was just amazing, you know. And that's something that you really even don't get in professional artists who've been doing this for years, you know.
But isn't that a natural, you know, Zakhele? Isn't that a natural where I am sitting here and there's no need for me to memorize. There's no need for me to have, you know, to do certain things to have an understanding. Where Bongani, on the other hand, he begins to teach himself that's the way he needs to navigate. And he becomes so good at it that, you know, he's better than us who are vision.
Yes. And I think that's the part that we are missing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the talent that we overlook.
Absolutely.
On that, you know. So
we inhibit ourselves because we can't see.
Yeah. You know.
This thing called sight is actually a limiter. You know, it's limiting us.
I think
so much more.
Our sight is limiting us, you know.
Yeah.
You have...
Because we're not engaging the brain to its fullest, you know.
Now you can come out of your house and come to the studio
yeah.
with your eyes closed.
Absolutely.
You know, they are doing that every day. Yeah. You know?
They know how to navigate. Yes. Wow. I have to ask you this question in the prep for all of this. The Garankuwa requesters. The band. I was like, who calls themselves the Garankuwa requesters?
This yeah. is the group of Buntate that I found busking. Yeah. These are the guys that the inspired
requesters.
This vision. Mm. You know. Yes.
Wow.
You know. Amazing voices. You know, I wish I could bring them in studio, you know, yeah. Had I known.
We should do that. Maybe.
Yes.
We should, you
they
know.
They will blow you away.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
harmonies. They will blow you away, you know.
It's a date then.
Please do invite
us. Then it's a date.
Yes.
Yeah. Babsi's over there. Karabo's over there. It's going to be a date.
Yes.
We bring the Garankuwa requesters into stage.
Yes.
And we have a musical festival.
Yes. We're going to blow this space, you know.
I love it.
Yes.
Bongani Khoza, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining me here on Power Perspective. It's been such an awesome chat. And to you too, Zakhele Mabena. I mean, you know, the work that you've done in this particular space is just, you know, just so awesome.
Yes.
And to take the time and to acknowledge also, you know, that it was there. But people walk away from challenges too because it's difficult. You didn't walk away from this particular challenge because it's difficult. You saw the opportunity, but you didn't just see the opportunity. You also wanted to professionalize it, which gives credit and which gives, you know, which brings dignity to others as well.
Yes.
So thank you too.
Thank you.
I have to appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting us. It's a great platform, you know. And please keep on inviting us. We know we need such platforms. Mm. We need to grow this brand. We need to give equal opportunities to everyone, you know. Mm. And such platforms, they are really great for us to pursue this vision of impacting and changing lives.
Where in Soshanguve are you? If I had to divide Soshanguve, where in Soshanguve are you from?
I'm from Block AA.
Yeah.
He's from
Extension 2.
So if people want to connect, they know exactly now where you're located.
Yes.
Are you still looking for artists that would engage, or do you take the 12 artists and the 5-piece band? You know, how are you going to engage the new when you get back onto theater and back on stage?
You know, we are just limited by funds.
Yeah.
You know. But if
it could be better, it could be 18, it could be 24, it could be
the Lion King.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
the magnitude that we want to go.
I'm going to end it on that. It could be the Lion King.
Yeah.
Bongani Khoza and Zakhele Mabena, thank you so much for coming into Power Perspective.
Thank you so much
for gracing us with your presence. You too, Bongani. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and finding out exactly, you know, what this particular space has done to you. That's it from Power Perspective, of course. That's it from Power 98.7. Power Perspective this week, of course, is done.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.